bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to be in, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
What's up, what's happening? Welcome to the ENL's podcast. Today I'm joined by my main man, Mr. Brad Stupak.
Hello.
Brad, I'm going to be talking about Kanye West tonight.
Go ahead.
I'm excited, I'm energized about this presidential campaign. Now, he started... wearing the Trump hat and trumping, doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And they acted like he betrayed the black community. Mm-hmm. Like, they came down and like, you cannot think that way. We will kick you out of the black community. Now, you have had a similar experience where when you voted for Trump or when you liked Trump, an entire community said, you can't be a comedian and like Trump. What are you doing? Like, can you talk to me about that real quick?
Well, first of all, I don't think that really happened, at least not to my face. People give me shit.
You're shitting me,
people,
right?
People were
coming after you on Facebook, at mics, conversationally.
This is how it is, though. We live in an age where people can just talk shit to anybody on Facebook, and I'm a person that does it, too. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I've done it before. I've gotten heated. But, like, I've never been face-to-face with somebody and have them say anything over the line of just joking around about it, being like, you're a fucking... whatever the fucking name they call people... any of those things. I've never been called any of those things from anybody like in this community, you know? I mean, unless people are...
You've had a better experience than me.
I think because I'm level-headed. I mean, I did vote Trump, but I also... I'm not a loony... I'm not a loony MAGA motherfucker. I mean, sometimes I will... just troll a little bit just to piss people off, but that's all fun and games.
Well, here's the thing. Like, comedy tends to be left. It's just... sort of the demographics of who gets into it is usually single people, usually people in their 20s. Those are demographics that tend to be more left-leaning. But there's so many left people that you get this group think of like, oh, you like guns? Well, you can't do a pro-gun bit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, And then people also push all their politics into it rather than just sort of being like, they're all lying. Or let me just point out the bullshit. It's like, abortion is wrong. Gays need all the rights.
Yeah.
Fuck guns.
Well, here's one thing I will say, and I don't think this is like a factual thing, but it was a study that I heard from someone, and I'd have to pull it up to tell you exactly where it is. But there's this guy claiming that he can predict what type of, which way this person would lean based on who they were as a child, and what they use for that is this kid organized? Is this kid does he stick to? Is he focused and things like that? Versus how creative are you? And disorganization doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. It just means you can multitask, and you try to multitask and take on a lot of things at once. There was a lot of other factors that I'm trying to resemble in, but typically people who are more the latter tend to be left, tend to be more creative, tend to be more. What they pretty much said is the more creative
their
brain is programmed.
Everybody's programmed. It's all fucking programmed. Yeah. So if you grow up with a little bit of money, your parents are going to push you into a more conservative home. If you grow up with no money, you're going to be pushed toward a more liberal thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you even have to get like super deep into brain chemistry to figure it out, which that's what that study was about, was like, based on your brain chemistry, we could tell if you're going to be left or right.
Mm-hmm. And actually, when I heard that, it actually like dropped me down a little bit, because I was like, fuck, do I have enough creativity? Like, am I... because I'm a very organized... like, I have to have things a certain way.
I'm
very
organized. Doubt yourself.
No, I just said fuck. I'll do both. But
conservative,
I mean, like,
I must not be creative anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, maybe now that I'm talking about it like openly with somebody, I'm kind of like, that's probably bullshit.
Well, I'm dyslexic, and they would always say like, if you're dyslexic, can't read or spell, but you could draw really good. Can't draw really good. You could draw okay. So I was like, so I just get shitted on both ends. I'm supposed to have like a daredevil magic power on this end, but now I'm just a fucking retard.
Yeah. Okay.
Disappointments with dyslexic community. I'm excited about Ye. I think he might be everything that Trump said he was. I'll be talking about that in my set a little bit tonight, but like, he's a successful businessman. He is a true outsider. He is someone that cares about the American people genuinely. He doesn't see himself as above everybody. And he's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, here's one thing I will say, like, out of the gates. Kanye, first of all, yeah, we do know he's crazy. The people on the right that are claiming he's some fucking Mr. Red Pill Morpheus motherfucker, like God Emperor beside Trump, like, he's not the Messiah you're looking for. Is he going to make people think a little bit that, hey, it might be okay to be different and not have to play into these identity politics? Or maybe not that far, but to the very point of saying, like, I'm not assigned a certain identity politically based on where I grow up, what I listen to, what I like, and just based on everybody's reactions to that, if you can be whatever you want to be in that realm. And I like that aspect to it, but again, the guy's not everyone the right's claiming to be, and I think that's crazy for them to think that. But his tweets his tweets make a lot of sense.
Completely resembles what Trump did. Everybody's saying he can't do it. He'll never make it. Everybody says that Trump, like, the correspondence dinner is what set him off. It's like hacked to talk about it at this point. Obama called Kanye a jackass.
Yep.
We're following this thing all the way through. And if he's going 2024, we've got years. We've got years for a lot of stuff to get forgotten about. For the message to get refined. What I like about him, when Trump ran, I was like, I really liked some of his speeches. And I thought, if the weight of the office weighs on him, like, he might be the greatest president. If he's a good dude, like, if he is what he says he is, and turned out he's more of a business guy, mm-hmm. from what I understand. Kanye, his philosophy is, I don't have the answers, but I'll find the people that do. So he doesn't want to be president like a dictator. He wants to be a president like Steve Jobs, where he's like, bring me all of the smartest people you have, and we're going to process this, and I'm just going to do my best to sort through it for you. That's a presidency I can get behind.
I mean, but you know, there's the ego in there, but then again, there's Trump's ego too. So I can't really, I mean, that's like a
one
huge...
One thing that does worry me is, like, when shit really happens, you can't be in your feelings. And Kanye keeps saying, like, I just go by my feelings. I don't think about things. Mm-hmm. But when a fucking 9/11 happens or another school shooting happens, we can't have someone who's all up in their feels making the big decisions. Come on, what's your name?
Chris, and you're, again...
Ian.
I know an Ian. I know of two Ians. And you.
Give me your opinion on Trump or Kanye.
Trump or Kanye? Kanye would make a way better president.
Who did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't vote at all because there's no choice anymore.
Because you're a felon. This is the biggest choice you've ever had between the establishment and the outsider.
The biggest choice is an amendment to eliminate the Electoral College. That's my opinion.
Why?
They didn't stop Trump.
Because of the Electoral College, Hillary won the popular vote, mm-hmm. but the states, you know, they have... It doesn't matter what the state does. If more than half vote for one person, that state's whole electorate vote goes in.
Eventually, it'll probably come down to
a popular vote is the only way to go.
Well, here's my opinion on that. And we go back to kind of how things were founded. They wanted to have a separation of power. And the states wanted to have their... The government was never meant to be this fucking big. Not even half it. But what the Electoral College does, and I see the point of having the popular vote completely, 100%. I understand more people vote, more people less. But if we didn't have that, pretty much California would run this country.
Well, that is not.
You want to have California values across
California,
the country,
New York,
but that's
which Kanye is going to be the weed president.
It is put into place so that everybody within their own area has their own opinion and their own.
Here's Kanye West out the gate, pro weed. 100%. Bruce Jenner is his fucking father, mother-in-law. Pro-transgender. He has the left vote already. Right now he needs to win over the right, and he's doing that by putting the fucking hat on.
So is he doing it on purpose? Do you really think he has conservative values, or do you think... Because he's anti-gun, I'm pretty sure.
There's so...
I mean, like, it's like...
We, you know, I hate to say it, but, like, you know, the Constitution was written when there was no such thing as a car. They had fucking muskets. You know, like, it's just, things have changed. I'm sorry, they tried to write the Constitution to last, but they didn't see the whole Industrial Revolution coming. They didn't see overpopulation.
But Kanye looks forward. He's a futurist.
Yeah.
He also loves harping on all the murders on the south side of Chicago.
Does anybody have any fucking weed?
too. The big man was just peeping around the corner, so we got to be easy.
Okay. Sorry.
But the majority of mass shootings are black politics. Or Hispanic, and I think Kanye's more apt to do something about the gang violence. It was suggested if you just had stop and frisk and a mandatory, like, 10-year minimum if you're caught with a gun, that would probably drop the gun murders, like, in half in those communities. But then people say it's draconian and it's being a racist, but it's like, well, that's where the fucking crime is.
I don't like stop and frisk. I think it's unconstitutional.
Well, I think the whole
thing, that's how you find the guns.
I think the whole thing is bullshit. We need to focus on making healthy, mentally healthy people. Because mentally healthy people don't shoot other people.
So it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Here's my thought on that, and you guys give me your thoughts on mental awareness.
Okay, I'm mentally ill. Diagnosed, medicated.
You're going to be excellent for this. I don't think figuring out what happened to you is as important as figuring out how to live successfully in the future.
Exactly.
Because you could spend your whole life like, did this person touch me or not touch me? Or did this person shut me down? Like, where do these... It doesn't matter where the feelings came from. It matters, do you know how to process them in... move forward.
Right, and also that's, and you actually just kind of made a faux pas because it's usually not, well, not usually, but a lot of the cases of mental illness are not about a trauma. They're about a chemical imbalance. I never was traumatized by anything. Okay? Never. And I had a happy, healthy childhood.
Does that mean, like, therapy would be useless to you? It's all about getting the chemicals
right. Yeah, because, I mean, Brad, am I happy most of the time? Probably too loud and
I'm fine.
I'm medicated and that's why I'm fine but nothing ever happened to me. I just, when I turned about 23, 24, a switch just flipped in my brain and I was like either in a panic or a depression all the time, and then
anxiety.
It took 4 years for me to get diagnosed as both bipolar and generalized anxiety disorder. So, you know, it's not necessarily the trauma and getting over it. It's sometimes just a matter of chemicals. And you know what? I'm really with this whole legalization of weed, because if I had
the
weed
best therapy
all the
there
time,
is.
If I had weed all the time, I wouldn't need Xanax and Lamictal and Risperdal and all these other.
Have you? I know we're getting off track. I know you want to do this with Kanye. You want to open up your set with Kanye, but. Have you tested this theory on just smoking pot and you're completely fine? Like, would you have to be high all the time, or would you have to, like, could you just every once in a while?
That's that's an excellent question.
Because I'm not a big pot smoker. I have before, but it's just not me. I'm incapacitated. Like, I can't function. Like, I can't.
Right, right.
I'm sure if I did it more, I would be fine. But
well,
I'm not.
Yeah, and it also depends on if you're doing indica or.
I tried both. Sativa was better for me, but
sativa is much lighter. It's more of an airy.
But, say anxiety.
So anxiety.
I've had anxiety. Go ahead, I'll let you go.
Sativa is for anxiety. If you're nervous and like shaking and just like for no reason, sativa just like.
Think of the way your thoughts as programming, and you get programmed to think in certain loops and what your cornerstone is. So anxiety is like you always feel threatened, like they're gonna judge you, they're gonna out you, they're gonna whatever to. Just, it's going to be bad for you. It's going to be humiliating.
Yeah. Even there's no reason for it.
The weed helps you let go of that programming and detach, so you can say, I can let go. I don't need to be affected by that. I don't need to worry about what they're going to say because I have no control over that.
Right.
So the weed helps rewrite the programming so that you can better process situations in the future. But I don't know how much that helps when, like, you need serious chemicals.
That leads back to Brad's question. You know, would it be a full-time thing or would just once in a while help? I would say, honestly, I want to be on sativa pretty much all the time. I think I could at least quit Xanax, and I could probably quit one of my other meds, too, if I had access to it all the time. I recently found a guy who has medical marijuana, and I got a vape pen, and it was just a nice light sativa, and I would just.
And you're not baked. You just.
I'm just calm.
It gets you to regular.
And then if I have a bad attack of either depression or anxiety, some nice strong indica, smoking it, not vaping, like getting that nice hard hit, that fucking will cure the worst attack I can ever have. Mm-hmm. So there's one medicine I know I probably can never quit, but other than that. the others I can quit if I had medical marijuana.
It's
but
hard to find.
I get migraines, not covered. That's stupid.
It's hard
marijuana
to find the
awesome
right chemical balance, too.
Yeah.
Because they can misdiagnose this. And a lot of these things, it's like severe depression and suicide is the side effect to them fucking that up.
Yeah.
Well, I was prescribed Seroquel, and it, like, destroyed who
Seroquel?
I was.
Yeah.
It was too strong.
That's a relative of Risperdal, I think.
But then Adderall, like, it just gets me to be in a regular, normal place.
Really?
And I'm like, how could we misdiagnose that so horribly?
Well, and plus, you have all these pharmaceutical companies that are pushing their fucking brand, and when we have a country where a third of the people are on these things, and we could say that there's, obviously, you guys say you need it, but there's a large group of individuals that don't fucking need that
hell
shit,
yeah, there is.
And the doctors are just like, let's prescribe it.
I think
let's
the world
prescribe
needs.
It.
It's a good crutch to heal yourself and get better, but it's not the solution.
It's a Band-Aid on an
well,
infected
yeah.
sore.
Well, like,
hold on. This is what the world actually needs, is to learn how to process and deal with feelings, to let go of things, because I think a lot of people suffer from depression and anxiety, and it's that they're not prepared for the world that they're living in, and it's making them brittle and fragile. Now, weed is an excellent crutch to help you start thinking differently and reprogramming yourself, but I don't think everybody should be on weed all the time. It would be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
No. You're right, a lot of people take it just because of their stress in their life or their anxiety in their life.
Everybody's stressed out.
Exactly.
You pay taxes, you're stressed.
I'm not a stressful kind of guy. I'm not. I've always been pretty laid back. I was a little bit antisocial as a kid, but otherwise, no. It's just something chemically went wrong in my brain. And I had to see a psychiatrist to get the medication that makes me feel better. However, I don't like some of the side effects, and I don't, you know, I really don't like the people who just say, oh, I'm so depressed, and then the doctor gives them a pill. I have to see a psychiatrist because I can't get my meds any other way, but he tries to say, oh, well, let's try this and let's try that. And it's like, every time he prescribes me a new pill, it's just worse. And I keep saying, I know, I just want to stay the same. Just give me...
I know what I need. Just give me this.
Yeah, just give me that.
Have you had any head trauma or anything? Like,
yes.
Okay. Here's another thing. There's a podcast you should listen to. It was on Joe Rogan. It was probably about 3 months ago.
Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Oh, I love him.
And there was a scientist that was on there, and they were talking about head trauma and correlation
with
anxiety and depression. I forgot the name. I'll have to look it up for you.
Oh, I love his
podcast. But pretty
much
he talked about this. Oh, no, he was actually a veteran, and he was actually on the front line, and bombs all the time and all this shit. And he had, what they realized is they needed to treat the swelling in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And once that, because you're triggering all these different things in your brain that are pressure points and et cetera. I'm not a fucking scientist, but makes sense to me.
Right.
You know, and it was like an 80-90% return rate of no medication whatsoever. They just put them on different things to relieve the swelling in their head, and it changed them. I'll look it up for you.
Okay, yeah.
But that's why I asked, like, what kind of head trauma? Are you in football or?
Okay, no. 1998, January, before my birthday, my friend had a Dodge Omni because he lost his Camaro because he got too many speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
but anyways, Dodge Omni. You know, you guys remember those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Chevette. Fucking making a left turn, guy fucking arguing with his wife, blows the red light, T-bones me.
Mm-hmm.
T-bones me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in the back seat on the driver's side, and he hit right where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person who looked after me said, if you'd been wearing your seatbelt, you'd be dead.
Jesus. Why, you flew in the car?
Because the door was pushed in so far that it was past where the seatbelt connects on this side.
What is it? Cracked all your ribs and
it would have cut me through the middle of my abdomen.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. But my head got bumped around a lot. I mean, I flew around. I don't know. I just remember a blur.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what happened is I'm legally blind in my right eye because it popped.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the headrest in front of me so hard that my eye popped like a grape when you step on it.
Oh,
it didn't get
God.
Lacerated by the glass. Although I did right before surgery. I was starting to get woozy, and I'm like, hold on a second. And I went like...
He stops talking immediately.
Here, man, smoke this
Ooh,
weed.
You need to calm down a little bit.
Your eyeball popped. Smoke this weed, man. It's Obamacare.
But no, anyway,
so it was pretty severe.
It was, yeah, from the top of my cornea to the bottom of my cornea was...
when was that? Popped. How old were you?
I was 17 at the time.
So, well, there might be no correlation, but it's something to look into.
Yeah, exactly. My illness happened much later, but... Yeah, this is one good way to get me to shut up. I know I'm a talker, guys, sorry.
Oh, you're good, man.
Kanye West. Trump said, grab him by the pussy.
And but Kanye will
Kanye
let you finish.
Said me,
but no. Kanye will let you finish.
Kanye said, me and Taylor might still have sex.
So here's
because I made
the
that bitch famous.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, my head hit the seat hard enough to pop my eyeball open like a grape.
Mm-hmm.
So what other damage was done? Who knows? I flew around the back of that car. And then also, you know, the night of... I hadn't eaten anything, so they just put me under and stitched up my eye. I had stitches in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 15. Okay, but they had to wake the doctor up, who was like 60 years old. They had to wake him up and get him into the hospital to do the surgery on my eye, stitches in my eye. Okay, and then fast forward a week, I have to wear an eye patch. You know, and bandages.
Pirate motherfucker.
Yeah, I looked like a pirate. And oh my god, the assholes at school. Queer, fucker, loser, weirdo, fucking everything.
Take
okay?
a load to
like,
the
bitch,
eye.
I almost fucking died.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I'm
it,
come
that's
back
what I
here.
Said. I'm like, I fucking, my
sucking
eyeball
a dick when you,
you
got T-bone.
Fucker, yeah, exactly. But no, the second surgery was the worst. It itched a lot, and also, like, every morning I had to go in and have them look at it, and they said, oh, it's not healing up that well, it's not doing that great. And then about a week afterwards, I woke up with my eye patch off, and I was going like this. And then I went into the doctor, and actually, I ate breakfast, which was the stupidest thing I ever did. No,
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. This is a rabbit hole of a story.
Like, no, but I had eaten.
Were you listening to Kanye West?
Man, Jesus.
No,
he's trying to get back at Kanye.
he won't stop.
He's getting the light, motherfucker.
He just likes Kanye. No. Anyway, I woke up and I ate breakfast and then I went into the eye doctor and he looks at me and he says, "We have to do this over again." And he's like, "What did you eat for breakfast this morning?" I'm like, "Eggs, bacon, pancakes, fucking whatever." He's like, "Okay, we can't put you under, but we can give you 10 milligrams of Valium."
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen a needle on the inside of my eye.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about
Christ.
It.
I don't either, but I have to think about it. Because when I close my right eye, I wouldn't know who you are.
Oh,
I mean, my
shit.
Left eye. If I close my left eye. I mean, maybe I'd recognize you, but probably not. I have a restriction on my driver's license.
Talk to me about Kanye West.
No Kanye
Enough
West.
Enough of this.
This is what, yeah. We're here to talk about Kanye West and Trump.
Can I tell
this
you about the time I stabbed my penis? No, I'm saving that. You've had enough.
Oh, now my set's going to be even better tonight.
Holy shit.
Kanye West.
Brad, you're a metalhead.
What?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like metal?
So all right, so here's the thing for Kanye.
Oh,
I know this about white
graduation,
white musicians. One. They're terrible at articulating shit. They might write the most profound music in the world, but they're awful to interview. They stumble through things. It takes a long time for them to collect their thoughts. And the reason they're great is they spend a lot of time in the room playing their fucking guitar and shit to get great. Kanye is not good at articulating the things he says. Directly, like his song with T.I. was great, but him in an hour and a half interview, he didn't do as good of a job articulating.
Well,
thoughts.
You could argue that same analogy as a comic when someone comes up to you and says, "Tell me a fucking joke," even if you wanted to. When you're not in the fucking zone, you're not sitting down writing, you're not even on stage. You're creative when you tap into that creative, whatever the fuck that entity is on your shoulder.
Yeah,
and that's when it is. And then when you're you. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
Kanye is running as him though.
Right.
He's not running as.
I saw
properly.
That T.I. I saw that T.I. Was that the T.I.
Breakfast Club?
No, like the most recent thing that he did. They had like a I don't know what you call it. It's like improv.
Intervention?
But for rap. You know, like,
are you guys standing on the floor? Because I'm going to grab my beer.
Yeah, go grab it.
All right.
So
Ebro and Charlamagne both turned their back on Kanye too quick. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne had like the exclusive interview. Mm-hmm. So when they first started going after Kanye, he was like, I know some stuff you guys don't know, just wait for the interview to come out. Then as soon as the interview came out, he couldn't wait to be like, this is what I learned from the interview video, mm-hmm. this is the TMZ guy video, he's mm-hmm. Jackass of the Day video. Like, he turned on him too quick. Mm-hmm. And Kanye, I don't know if I said it already, like, he exposed that these guys have an agenda. Because he's saying, I want to take this symbol of hate, and I want to make America great in my own way. Mm-hmm. That's a nice enough message that everybody should be able to get behind. But they turned it into, you don't understand slavery, and you support Trump, and you're a fucking, you're MAGA now.
Yeah.
Well, they're an agenda. They didn't even try to hear what he said. Groupthink.
What the hell? Go ahead.
All right.
This is about your goddamn eyeballs. No. You're going to lose the other one. You're going to walk home blind
tonight.
This
is politics. This is politics. Even worse.
I'm gonna start writing notes because I get. Okay, go ahead.
This country was founded as a democratic republic.
So we can get back on top.
It was founded as a democratic republic, and then we divided
into two parties.
Answer
to 1984 is 1776.
You're listening to Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Oh. Buy this brain force.
His whole shit is ads now.
Yeah, my question is. Kanye came out before, and then people shat on him hard, and then he went into a mental institution, correct?
So I don't know much about that. He was on tour, and he was putting on weight. He got fat.
Yeah.
And he got super insecure about it, because he didn't want the fans to be like, oh, man, you fucking turn in a nutty professor.
Dating a girl with an ass that big, man, so I'm on you's going to get fat.
So he got liposuction, which killed his mom.
I heard about that. That's the face of the doctors on his album, right?
He got liposuction while he was on tour, and they put him on opioids. And he got, like, strung out on the opioids. Mm-hmm. And then when he tried to go off them, that's when he had his mental breakdown on tour and had to go into a mental institution. Which is, like you said, he had a bad chemical balance in his head. He couldn't handle everything that was happening.
I didn't know all that. From an outsider point of view, I thought he came out and he got fucking... shit on, and he's just like, well, maybe not. I need help, actually. I don't support Trump at all. I need fucking... That's what I thought. I didn't know any of that other side's story.
You know how much courage it takes to have the dissenting opinion? Because everybody's in groupthink. Like, Ebro mm-hmm. and fucking Charlamagne. Kanye was like, let's support making America great. Even if that means being the first blood to walk across the lines and shake hands with a Crip. Even if that means we're going to stand hand-in-hand with hate groups, let's do it to make the country great again. And they were like... You're in Uncle Tom. They kept saying, you're from the sunken place. That's the new Uncle Tom.
Yeah. And then he posted a picture of his badass white living room. This is the sunken place.
That is a lot of goddamn pressure. Everybody's after you.
Yeah.
J. Cole is after you. Ebro is after you. CNN. Don Lemon is after you. It's hard to not believe that tweet. It's so hard, though.
Yeah.
But this is an integrity test. And it looks like he might have some.
And here's the thing. When it first happened, it was a little bit whatever. When it first started happening again, where he was starting to come out, everybody played it as like a joke or whatever, which was like the same thing they did with Trump. They played it as a fucking joke. Oh, this guy, he ain't shit. He ain't gonna come. No.
Keep giving him coverage because he's so ridiculous.
But I have a feeling that the left or whoever you want to call is going to make the same fucking mistake, and they should just not cover it.
Maybe none of it's a mistake.
Trump had to fight to get attention. He had to keep. Doing stupid shit so they would keep paying attention to him.
Any publicity is good
publicity. Kanye was number one on iTunes with like 3 million views off of an interview. Like, he's the king of social media. He runs this rap shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody sees these tweets. You thought they were watching Trump's tweets? They watch Kanye's goddamn tweets.
Yeah.
And he's just a music guy. He's not president. He's not... he wasn't officially running for president yet.
I'm against bipartisanship because, like, seriously, we only get two choices, and, like, you know, some elite group of people
Trump
get
was
to decide.
A third choice.
He was to me. He
you
was
can't
a third
believe in
me.
The Illuminati and Trump at the same
Trump
time.
Trump was a Democrat in the 80s.
Say that again. He said something beautiful.
If the Illuminati's in control, there's no way they would put Trump up there. He's too much of a puppet.
Well, first of all,
he's too ridiculous to be a puppet.
We don't know who's running the country. That's the problem. We don't know. We really don't.
We have an idea.
If you think you know, you don't know. Because the smart people, I mean, sorry, the people that are smarter than the three of us sitting here talking conspiracy theories, the really
hey,
smart people...
I never
people
said anything that was conspiratorial. You want to get into conspiracy theories, we can talk about Vegas, we can talk about... what do you want to talk about? No, I'm not doing this here.
Cheers, bro.
No, but I mean, I just think... I think it's going to go down the same path. I mean, I think Kanye, I mean, he's got a good chance at definitely
now,
promoting a good.
He could just drop a whack album and people would forget about him. Like Eminem just did, like mm-hmm. with Revival. Nobody cares about Eminem now. He's had to put out like 6 singles just to be like, hey guys, I swear to God, I'm not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye could Eminem himself out of an election.
I mean, he could.
I'm shouting. I speak loudly when I'm.
And also, there's that thought that potentially he just did this just because he was dropping an album.
Nah, he's
no.
I don't know.
So, how do you feel about Kanye? I didn't hear. I mean, I heard a little bit about what you think he's doing. I mean, what do you support? What
is
he's
he,
doing?
Is he
do you,
qualified like, to be the president?
Oh, I'm not saying that. I don't think he
no,
is.
No, but neither is Trump, and arguably
Trump,
neither was Obama.
I don't think
and
necessarily
neither
Trump
was George
was
Bush.
I don't think anybody's qualified.
We haven't had a qualified
FDR.
President.
I don't think,
FDR.
I don't think anybody's
elections.
Qualified to be president.
FDR
I think that's a dumb thing to do.
Good one.
It's a dumb thing to do to have a fucking one person do a, like be the spokesperson.
Well, that's the thing. They don't. I mean, I don't care what you want to call it, Illuminati, whatever. The president isn't the one running the country. What? It's money. Money. You
Let's
know.
Go back to Kanye. You asked me how do I feel
money.
About him.
Yes.
The things he's saying make sense to me from the perspective of enlightenment and Buddhism. Which, like, I'm a Hindu. I'm into enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience, changed my life.
I'm sorry.
And that's what I think is right. So he's saying we need to learn how to speak freely and have emotions freely and process that. And that sounds like some enlightenment shit to me. But I might be giving him too much credit because I'm projecting all my deepest bullshit onto something he's saying, and it could just be some random shit he's saying. It could just be the medication speaking.
Mm-hmm.
What is he saying lately? I haven't heard much.
Choose love. It's a revolution of love. He said, we've tried hate. We've
science,
tried divisiveness.
Science fiction
Let's
writers
try have, working together.
Science fiction
we need,
writers
and,
have been
and we need
that
more than
along.
Ever, in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And,
we're
and
all
our,
here
in
together.
Our, in our most, you know, recent memory, aside from when we were barbaric, and, you know, I think we need that more than ever, because, honestly, if you look at anything in terms of politics, or really any just... any opinion on really almost anything now, it's either you're this team or you're that team. You can't be in the middle. You can't have, you know, you can't have different thoughts, otherwise you're chastised. I mean, I just
yeah.
Kanye's on the side of find the right people and give them the resources and get it done. That's
right.
The side he's on.
That's why I was saying I was against bipartisanship is because you know, like, we're divided as a nation, and who was it that said, united we stand, divided we fall?
I think it's in the Bible.
No, fucking
a house
bullshit.
Divided against itself.
No. A house divided shall not stand. That was actually Abraham Lincoln for the Civil War.
We own slaves.
We are now in a... We are at the brink of a civil war, except that we all live among each other. Like, you might, like, totally hate your neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
My guy, are you into either Donald Trump or Kanye West?
Good. No, I'm listening. Good, good. Don't let me interrupt you.
I lost my train of thought when I saw your ugly mug.
We've just been joined by Rick.
You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
He told me I had
no,
to
no, here's the
five
thing.
Seconds.
If you would have said something like that 20 years ago, you probably got your ass beat.
Maybe.
Monsters.
Maybe.
Not just by me, by anybody you said that to.
Okay, that's fine.
Here's a rule of thumb, guys. Here's a rule of thumb. When you're in a bar, there's two things you don't talk about.
Politics.
One's religion. The other one's the one he's talking about. You stay that out, because you know what?
Talk about the weather and bitches.
It may get you killed. Trust me when I tell you that. You do it.
So
do what you want.
That's what they say about bears. You
keep in mind, I'm an old guy.
Softly.
I used to hold my own, but now I got a conceal and carry permit, so I don't even worry about it no more.
This is an open conversation. So
yeah.
We were just saying,
yeah.
We haven't seen a qualified...
You guys are funny. There's nothing funny about religion and politics. Keep it what you know, because you don't know shit about
I want
those
your
things.
No, I want your opinion, because you're...
I have no opinion.
You're experienced.
I have no opinion.
That sounds like experience to me.
No, I have no opinion. I'm neutral.
You're not loyaling.
In a bar, you're neutral.
We're
your
on
job,
the patio.
I understand, when you guys are on, is to make people laugh. I'm ready for that.
That's the audience speaking. So everybody that thinks they should be, you know, this comic or that comic, the audience just wants you to be funny. He just checked all of you. Fuck about your politics. Make me laugh, motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I was saying now.
I look like the Crypt Keeper.
He's a spooky dude.
The only one.
The only man, one kind of looks like Back to the Future.
I've never seen that guy.
You haven't?
No. He's straight out of a movie.
He came here
you might
last
not again.
Week.
He's a time traveler.
He came in here last week, and like I like started to like him at first, and then they all went.
Well, dude, you did that with Frank too, and Frank's another old guy, and he freaked out when you talk shit to him.
I know.
You gotta be cool with somebody before you talk shit to him, man.
Well, no, because he had done that to me the week before. And
he doesn't remember. He's
Kanye,
old.
Just be honest about your feelings. If somebody's stupid,
Kanye,
tell him they're
he
stupid.
He just wants to keep that someone.
Don't be afraid to make fun of their dumb hair.
What do you think
hair.
About the statement that he says that we're still enslaved?
Yeah, so that's part of them demonizing him.
Correct. Because they say he doesn't know slavery.
They're making, but he immediately after that says, maybe slave is wrong, maybe I should have said prison, because slave implies racial or black.
Yes.
We're all in a mental prison. Slaves were in a mental prison. They could have overcome the slave owners could have decided this was a bad idea.
Exactly.
But they were all subject to groupthink. They were all playing a role in a fucking simulation, which you keep saying, I'm here to disrupt the simulation. He's like, we're still in mental bondage. I mean, absolutely we are, from media, from advertising, from historic, like, from your roots, from how you get trained by your parents. He's like, let's break that up and find something new. Let's actually get on the same page and do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using it to throw him under the bus. And it's more press coverage for him.
Yeah. Well, I think both sides are throwing him under the bus. And also,
and
both
hope
sides
stay
there's
strong.
There's
Don't let them break you with this horse shit, Kanye.
No, fuck that. No, I fully support what he's doing. And I think more than anything, whether it's an opinion or a strategy that's actually going to work for this country, the first thing that we need to do is we need to actually come together, find a few of your differences, but at least have an actual conversation. You go on Twitter, you go on Facebook, you go anywhere. People are not having conversations. Even when I try to be as modest as I can.
What the news does, too, is they dishonestly ask somebody if they're being honest. So they're like, does Kanye honestly think that the slavery was a choice?
Yeah, mind control.
But they're
right
dishonestly
there.
Trying to call him out on his honesty.
Yeah. Well, that's all I mean. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the only thing that I watch that's mainstream media and whatever it is, and that's Tucker Carlson. That's it. I don't watch...
He's adorable.
I don't watch Hannity. I don't watch anything else on Fox News. I watch Tucker Carlson because he's... Like, for example, and I'm not going to get too into it, he's, like, the only guy out there that was questioning our Syria strike. And he's like, the guy that comes out, and then Hannity comes on right after him, and he goes, Syria, Assad, it's over. The games are done. Trump is not playing around. And, like, Tucker's just like, I'm just asking questions. Like, do we know for a fact? We should know.
I would love Tucker if he was a comedian, and if all of this was ironic. Because he had a thing where he's like, are trees racist? That was, like, a real headline.
There's some shit
that
is dumb on
there. That would be so funny if you were a comedian, but for him to be... doing that as a story, I'm like, oh, you're just so agenda driven and dishonest.
But when you see him actually have a conversation where it goes off, it goes off.
Smart guy, he's a good debater.
And when he's a good debater, and he actually,
I love when he shut down some woman.
okay.
Quite a few women. Again, was it about the bathroom? When the fuck? I happened to catch TV when my baby was born, so I'm half paying attention. But when I was in the delivery room. Or afterwards, when the baby is born, you're in the hospital for a day. Got to see a little bit of Tucker Carlson. Couldn't believe what I was looking at. Like, Glenn Beck, I didn't think he was real the first time I saw it. I thought it was a made-for-TV movie. And then it turned out he's real. And that's the conversation being put out into the major narrative, into the zeitgeist. It's like, this is our groupthink. This is what America... This is how we consider issues. This is how smart we are.
Mm-hmm.
You were right about how I should do that slander joke, Brad. Say the name of the place and the name of the guy at the very end, right?
Yeah.
You just dropped some major cryptic shit.
No.
Tell us the bit.
I don't...
Well,
all right.
I only got 5 minutes left, so I want to get to your point here, because I got to
Brad,
go, yeah, go ahead.
No, I want to get
you need to give us a drop the mic. Talk to us about Trump, either about how your view on him has shifted, or like what you think he has or hasn't. I keep hearing like he's doing all this terrible shit, but I don't know what terrible shit he's doing. I don't pay attention, but I'm like, what
did
he do?
Well, the hottest, latest, and greatest thing is Stormy Daniels at the moment, which...
That's gossip, that's not a law.
Which has been... We've gotten to this point because this all started with Russia collusion. And when we started with Russian collusion, it was really a reaction to the fact that Hillary ran a shitty campaign and Democrats did not want to leave their house to vote for her. Because they...
Nobody's voting for grandma?
Trump got less votes than...
than a bunch of other Republicans that lost presidency, okay? And we have more people more than ever. The numbers line up. Trump didn't win. Hillary lost. And I'm not astonished to, like, say that. But it all, after that, everyone's just like, Russian collusion. It must have been, right? She couldn't have lost. You saw the polls. You saw the statistics.
This can't happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people woke up and they were like, what?
We've moved from Russian collusion to getting hookers pissed on you to some porn star that he might have slept with to his lawyer paying this porn star. Where is Russian collusion? This is the biggest thing. It's like, now they're just going to try to get him on spending campaign money. And he came out today and he said, well, technically I did spend it, but it wasn't my campaign money. It was just money I gave to my lawyer for any of this shit.
I'm amazed how untouchable he's been, because all the documentaries are like, here's all the dirty shit he did in business. Mm-hmm. Like, exposing him. I'm like, well, can't you still get him for that shit? Like,
exactly,
but he's not been gettable.
If Trump gets got, if he does, it's not going to be Russian collusion, because, let's face it, it didn't fucking happen. And people are going to fucking say whatever. It never happened. There might have been some, but no way in hell did he collude purposely. I'm sure there was Russian bots or all this other bullshit. But almost two years now, there's no facts. We're on from PP down to a porn star he fucked, and they're just trying to get, if he gets got, it's going to be for something stupid, either with real estate or
it's a major distraction from holding people accountable. You could be holding Congress accountable for the decisions they're making. Mm-hmm. He's not a king.
Distraction is the word he said. We're all distracted by all these fucking tiny little details. Collusion, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're all fucking little details. Because everything still does rely on money. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's all a distraction.
I'll end on this. Brett, I love Michelle Wolf at the Correspondents' Dinner. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did.
Did you watch the Correspondents' Dinner?
No, I did not.
Tell me about that.
I loved it. I didn't love 100% of it.
Ballsiest goddamn thing I've seen a comedian do probably in my entire life.
I honestly didn't love everything. I thought that the Sarah Huckabee Sanders thing was just awkward and mean and rude. There wasn't really any jokes there. There was a couple. There was a couple other things that fell flat, but that's fucking comedy, baby, you know? But also,
that's bombing. That's being scowled down as you're bombing. That's painful.
She did 18 minutes to a crowd that probably didn't want fucking comedy, because she's making fun of everybody. She made fun of predominantly Trump in the right, but she also made fun of CNN.
Rachel Maddow is Peter Pan.
Oh my god! She sidetracks. It's like going to Target and getting shampoo and conditioner, walking out with the whole history of
the
Ottoman Empire or some shit. No, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I liked it. I went into it. I saw all the news, and I didn't watch it till 2 days later. I wanted to fucking hate it, dude. I wanted to, because that's just my bias.
She's not likable. Like, her voice is awful and screechy, and her jokes were fabulous, but ballsiest fucking thing I've ever seen.
The last statement at the end, where she said, "You guys preach all day that you hate Trump, but truth is you love him because he makes you money," and it was crickets. And she kept going and going, and that's the line that everybody needed to fucking hear, because
That's Kanye telling the goddamn truth.
It's 100% true, and that's why I loved it. Was pretty much for that closer, and then she closes with, "By the way, Flint still doesn't have clean water."
For people that didn't know, normally it happens at the White House, and you have to go through rigorous screening. They see your whole set before you get up there.
Yeah.
Trump refused to have a Correspondents' Dinner because he said, "Fuck the press, it's fake news."
So he didn't.
So they threw themselves a party at like a fucking Sheraton or some shitty hotel. And they didn't think to vet the comedian. They were just like, "You seem like you're a white woman who's liberal. You seem like the right person."
It's exactly what comedy should be.
Who they were getting. She could have played the line and moved up, but this could fuck her career up. Like, the news hates her.
No, it will not. It will not.
It's a ballsy goddamn
move. This is what comedy should be. Rattling the cages of fucking everybody.
Disrupting the system.
And being truthful. And some of it I didn't agree with. There's some things I didn't agree with, but did I fucking laugh? Yes, I laughed. And did she make some good points on a lot of things? Yes, she did. And I thought it was a great performance, and I wanted to go in fucking hating it. I was on the Donald. I'm on the fucking Donald on Reddit, just seeing all the memes and all the bullshit and like all the whatever, and I'm like, I'm gonna hate this. And I watched it twice, man. I watched it once going to bed, and
everybody
then I watched it.
Buddy, Kanye, right now, because you saw a clip of the TMZ.
Watch
the whole TMZ.
Yeah, I just doodle when I rant. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right, Brad, where can they find you? Twitters.
I'm at Brad Stupendous on Twitter.
Podcast.
I got a podcast, but I've been inactive.
You'll
I'm bringing
only
it back.
Do episodes when I want you to sit down.
I'm bringing it back though very soon. I'm actually I don't really announce it yet, but I'm looking to do a couple different things. I'm thinking about doing like a political podcast just for fun.
Maybe once a month, you, and man. Like just a ranting cast.
Go get the guy from the bar.
But no, I here's the thing. I got out of it, and I wanted to, like, when I get back into the podcasting, I want to be on date after date. I want to be, you know, like, I don't know what that word
consistent.
Is. But consistent. Yeah, I want to be consistent with it. I don't want to put one podcast up and then fucking 4 weeks later, you know. So, yeah. But, yeah, at Brad Zupenis on Twitter. I got, like, 8 followers, so come follow me. And that's pretty much it.
Where can we find you, my man?
Find me?
In the psych ward.
Oh.
Where are you on Twitter?
Oh, I've been to 5 West. You ever been there?
No.
Yeah, I've
been. I can't afford that shit.
Dude, I talked about this.
Can't afford
maybe
to have a
Brad probably remembers it, but,
I
bombed when I talked about my suicide attempt. I thought
it's
I could
gonna
make
happen.
It work. Huh?
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen? I don't know. Hey, Brad, should I keep doing this?
Yeah, keep doing it, man.
Okay. What I said earlier, it's on my bucket list, right?
What? You're not gonna kill yourself after you get a high five, are you?
No. I don't have to. All right, kill
I
myself.
Really gotta put this list out. Where can people find you, Chris Schweitzer?
Will you put me number 5. Number 3?
You'll be here at Josephine's? Oh, you want to be number 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, some music. Normally, there's music in the background of my podcast.
You should find this song and fade out to it, whatever this is.
Hey.
Oh, there's a whole documentary
Brad,
coming
Brad,
up after
one of
this.
These nights when I'm on, one of these nights when I'm on, would you please introduce me with the Stray Cat Strut?
I don't even know what that is.
Incredibly relatable. I wouldn't date an Asian guy either. Thank you.
Give it up super loud for Chris Bongett. He came out here to help me out. I really want you guys to give a round of applause.
Yeah.
Nice and loud for Chris Bongett, guys. Okay, alright. I know we have like 3 people in here, but I think we can get a little bit more. By the way, I never finished my story. There was no bear in Madison Meadows. There was no, it was a troll post. That's that. Okay. Guys, give it up nice and loud if you like podcasts. This guy has a podcast, the Ian Ellis podcast. I think that's the name. Give it a nice loud for Ian Ellis, everybody.
Shut up, Frank. One more time for Chris, or as I like to call him, New Faison.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pratik is relieved as fuck that you exist. Faison fucked up being Indian for a lot of new comics. And Pratik has been doing this shit way longer. He was like, that motherfucker. You know how easy it is to get mistaken for another Indian dude? You could be Filipino and they think you touched a bitch. Guys, there's nobody here tonight, so if you're thinking about killing, that's just not gonna happen. Like, I'm bombing, but it's not as bad as it should be. I think we should all do crowd work with the 2 audience members sitting on the couch. Pretty blonde lady and dude looks like Bam Margera. Did you fuck Opie's wife? That's a deep cut for the podcast listeners. Guys, Kanye West is running for president. Yeah, clap it up. He changed his name to Yee. He took the con out of his name. He's not a con artist. Call me Yee. He was going to run in 2020, and now it's changed to 2024. He said to Trump, I'm going to let you finish. I think Beyonce should have won President of the Year, but I'm going to let you finish. Beyonce will probably be his Vice President. If you like it, you should have put a trade deal on it. I think he's great. I think he's everything that Trump pretended to be. He's great at business. He's the king of fashion and producing and rapping and reality TV. His stepdad or mom is Caitlyn Jenner. He's way better than The Apprentice. We know where he stands on transgenders. He's already ahead of the issues. His father-in-law was OJ's best friend. He's made out of reality TV. I would love it to see his presidency, like, when he goes to the UN. And he's like, Kim Jong-un does not like round-eyed people. Like George Bush didn't like black people. Some deep Kanye cuts. You know, Trump was like, grab him by the pussy. And everybody was offended. Kanye was like, and me and Taylor Swift might still have sex. Because I made that bitch famous. I made that bitch famous. It was a hell of a goddamn soundbite. He made $42 million on iTunes. Kanye always goes like, I'm going by my feelings. I don't consider the facts. I don't want that if a 9/11 happens. Like, a shooting is bound to happen. That shit happens every 3 weeks. There's going to be one next week before the mic. Huh. Might be the dude in suspenders.
Hey. Fuck you.
I made that bitch famous. You know, Obama wasn't necessarily an effective president because Republicans would always shut his shit down. That's not going to happen with Kanye. He's going to have a fireside chat. Hey, everybody, Mitch McConnell's being a real bitch right now. Trying to keep your grandma alive, but he's trying to fuck that shit up. Let's all tweet at him, you have a scary lizard neck. You think they watch Trump's fucking Twitter account? They're going to watch Kanye's goddamn account. I'm fucking up. I'm on opioids. I'm not, but a dude showed up with a vape pen, so I'm definitely way higher than I thought I was going to be. I guess it's one of those.
Welcome.
I hate the media dishonestly covering Kanye's honesty, because they keep being like, you think slavery was a choice, trying to call him out on his honesty. They should be calling him out on the fact that he was like, I'm strung out on opioids. I want to stand on a desk. They should address the fact that he's actually crazy, but they don't because they have an agenda. I'm going to look for more jokes. I'm going to look on my paper here. I hate that they all have, like, agenda feelings. Like, they wouldn't actually have feelings, but it serves their agenda, so they're going to cry about it. It's about Ebro. He's a bitch. You guys might not be urban enough for these jokes. I hate politics because I can't figure it out. There's too many people. You gotta know Congress and the Senate. That's more than football players. And you're supposed to know the lobbyists that are talking to them too? If I knew that much, I'd understand how football is played. I've been to games. I don't know how the point system works. Guys, get excited about tonight. My phone almost died when I got here, and 2 days ago my car died, so I'm pretty sure I'm the movie phenomenon. That's all I got for tonight. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Give it up for Ian Ellis. Kanye 2024. Don't know how, you don't watch football?
Nope. I don't get it.
Don't know how it works, huh? Well, touchdowns are 7, and well, I'm not gonna get into statistics, but when your team wins, you cheers. If you're a Bears fan, you go home sad, and you look at all the fucking Urlacher goddamn billboards, and you think to yourself, that's great that you have hair, but we are 3-12 this season. That's great. I'm glad everything's working for you. That's good.
All right, guys. You just heard my set at Josephine's Wine Bar and Grill. Usually it's pretty popping, but there was only like 6 people there tonight. But I squatted up with Brad beforehand, and then some crazy dude like forced his way into our conversation. And I didn't want to be a dick and be like, hey dude, get the fuck out of here. Because you're boring and weird. Because he seems like a genuinely sweet guy. So it's me and Brad, and that dude talked some crazy stuff. You already listened to that if you're hearing this. This is coming after my set. But for my set, there was like maybe 6 people in the room, and I think I did my best. I think the only joke I forgot was like, imagine Kim as the first lady. Like, you thought Michelle had ass. Like, what's going to be Kim's number one issue? This is where the funny's at. This is where you got to look for it, is taking Kanye's life and applying it to being the president. I'm pro-Kanye. And I thought I would cut together a nice little clip to
it would be like the correspondence dinner where Obama trashed Trump, which every fucking hack comic is like, I knew that's what he was gonna run. I've heard it from a dozen of you. At least a dozen. I don't care if it's true. Stop saying it. So I was gonna do the correspondence dinner and then Trump's like, I'm running for president speech. And then I was gonna do Obama calling Kanye a jackass and then Kanye's MTV, I'm running for president shit. So that'd be a nice little tie together. It would work. And I wound up like finding a whole bunch of shit and really getting into it. Like, I really wanted to chop up most of his interview with Charlamagne. And fucking, I wanted to chop up the TMZ thing. And I started putting music under it and really getting into it. But I'm a new dad, so I don't get shit done. So what's going to be after this, after my set, is the first draft of my new docu-series. I'm going to try and document Kanye's run for president and try and capture every moment. And try and put it in like a weird acid trip type context of like, you can smoke some weed and listen to this shit and kind of know what's going on. Now, I don't watch TV, so I don't totally know what's going on, but I do like click around YouTube. And it's not going to be the greatest thing ever, but it's going to be fun. And this is the beginning of it. I'm going to rework it, and then it'll pop up on my ENLS YouTube channel. And then fucking my videographer, one of my managers, he might stop and put video to it, but that'll take like fucking weeks. And I kind of want to get this shit done tonight. I'm trying to have like a halfway decent version done by the end of the week as a YouTube thing. And I make my movies on my fucking Mac, which is old as shit, so that like it gives me still images that I can kind of move the camera around on. So it might be a whole bunch of static images with the camera moving around, but like I said, maybe my videographer will pick it up for the Chicago Open Mic channel, where they've been putting some really dope videos to some of my audio fucking cut-togethers. But check this out. I put the whole TMZ interview on the end of it because I think you got to hear the whole thing. They've been demonizing Kanye and taking shit out of context, and you got to hear the whole thing to hear where he's coming from. I don't think he's qualified, but I do think he'd be way better than Trump, so I don't know, I'm excited. He's disrupting the system. That excites me. I cared a lot about politics in my 20s, and now I really can't be bothered. So, check out this Kanye 2024, the beginning of the docu-series. Go listen to my album, Dying to Fire. Go watch my special, Ian Ellis Unlikable. It's all on YouTube. Spread it around. Put it on your social media. At Chicago Open Mic on fucking Twitter. Like, share, review. Like, my shit gets way more views on YouTube than it does on fucking podcasts. Our podcast dead? This is a dead medium? I've seen my demographics. You guys live all over the place. A lot of soldiers in the Middle East and a lot of people in Illinois. Nobody in Illinois retweets my shit. There's not a comic I know that tags me and like, hey, check out this episode of fucking ELS. But a whole bunch of you motherfuckers listen to this shit. Grow some balls. Share that shit. Be Kanye. Alright, y'all. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
There's a vicious rumor floating around that I think could really hurt Mitt Romney. I heard he passed universal health care when he was governor of Massachusetts. Someone should get to the bottom of that. And I know just the guy to do it. Donald Trump is here tonight.
So, I've watched the politicians. I've dealt with them all my life. If you can't make a good deal with a politician, then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good. And that's what we have representing us.
Like, they'll let you go on the Grammys and talk about slavery and all that and racism because it's not talking about buying stock. It's not talking about buying property.
Yeah, economic empowerment.
Yeah, it's not talking about economic power. You can complain as hard as you want on that platform, but it's not scary.
They will never make America great again. they don't even have a chance. They're controlled fully.
Ooh, some dynamics to this.
They're controlled fully by the lobbyists.
You know, let them hire your business manager or this and that, and you get a manager on manager on manager, and then it becomes one big racket where it's like the tour guy is talking to the label guy, is talking to the manager, is talking to the guy that sold you the house, and talks to blah, blah, and then you're just trapped. You're not in control of your life anymore. And at that point, you could be easily manipulated.
By the donors and by the special interests, fully. They control them. Hey, I have lobbyists, I have to tell you. I have lobbyists that can produce anything for me. They're great. But you know what? It won't happen. It won't happen. Because we have to stop doing things for some people, but for this country, it's destroying our country. We have to stop, and it has to stop now.
Today, it all changes. We need to think how to think free. We need to be free thinkers. Then we need to learn how to feel free. People say feel free, but we don't even know how to feel free or think free. Say what you feel, positive or negative.
Now, our country needs, a truly great leader.
Because artists are businesses. We're not just artists. Artists shouldn't have managers. Artists should have CEOs.
And we need a truly great leader now. We need a leader that wrote The Art of the Deal. We need a leader that can bring back our jobs, can bring back our manufacturing, can bring back our military, can take care of our vets.
And then I also like had a problem, you know, that Obama's from Chicago and Chicago's the murder capital of the world. You know, I had a number of things that made me say, just like how there's racist Trump supporters, there's things where I'm like, well, maybe this could make a difference to the masses why something isn't happening, that they feel that the concept of a president should be able to fix.
Our vets have been abandoned. And we also need a cheerleader. You know, when President Obama was elected, I said, well, the one thing I think he'll do well, I think he'll be a great cheerleader for the country. I think he'd be a great spirit. He was vibrant. He was young. I really thought that he would be a great cheerleader. He's not a leader. That's true. You're right about that. But he wasn't a cheerleader. He's actually a negative force. He's been a negative force. He wasn't a cheerleader. He was the opposite. We need somebody that can take the brand of the United States and make it great again.
Kanye believes that as an artist that he can use his gifts to take symbols of hate and turn them into symbols of love.
So many people around me said, don't express your feelings. Why? Your brand, you're this, you're that, you're that.
It's not great again. We need somebody. We need somebody that literally will take this country and make it great again. We can do that. And I will tell you, I love my life. I have a wonderful family. They're saying, Dad, you're going to do something that's going to be so tough. You know, all of my life I've heard that a truly successful person, a really, really successful person, and even modestly successful, cannot run for public office. Just can't happen. And yet that's the kind of mindset that you need to make this country great again. So,
not a lot of follow-up to that. And I always see these guys, they'll go and support a guy that's got like one idea that they can capitalize off of. And then you get a guy that's proven in like done the impossible in every single field he's ever put his mind to. And I'm like, yo, help me get a valuation, right, for my company. And it would be people who know how to do that, and I'm hanging with them, right? And they don't show me how to do that. And it's like, why are you keeping me misinformed? I felt like,
ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
You met with Donald Trump, and I think that let a lot of people down.
When I came out and expressed what I said and what I felt, that was almost like a Clayton Bixby moment when everybody's head exploded.
Yeah.
Like, my yay. George Bush don't care about black people. Cannot in any way. This dude has to, like, diss Trump at all point, at all costs. Everything about
him. You said you would have voted for him. That's the feeling you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that feeling. Yeah. Because people, first thing they say is racism. They say, well, what makes George Bush any more racist than Trump? Is a question my friend asked me. My response is, well, racism isn't the deal breaker for me. If that was the case, I wouldn't live in America.
That's some rich nigga shit there, though. That's some rich nigga talk.
Oh, no. As a rich man, I deal with racism. I do. Just best believe, in this gated community of all this type of shit, I deal with it. So,
the other part is, he's not a racist, okay? I know people are like, oh, he's not a racist. He's charmed by your racism. He thinks that's adorable, and yeah, he's happy to let you fight it out for his amusement. But he himself is worse. He's a guy that thinks he's above all of it. Racism's for us, the peons. Okay?
Yeah.
That implies he's in it with you for him to be racist. No, he ain't. He wanted to have a blacks versus whites apprenticed. He thought that would be really interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Now, racist doesn't seem as bad, does it? This fucking guy, fight for me, racist.
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person. She's getting her award. What's he doing?
Why would he do that?
He's a jackass.
I've been conflicted, bro. I just wanted people to like me more. But fuck that, bro! Y'all might be thinking right now, I wonder, did he smoke something before he came out here? The answer is yes. I rolled up a little something. I knocked the edge off. We're not gonna teach low self-esteem and hate to our kids. We're gonna teach our kids. We're going to teach our kids that they can stand up for themselves. We're going to teach our kids to believe in themselves. If my grandfather was here right now, he would not let me back down.
And then the mic drop.
And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
You may have heard about this. Kanye is thinking about running for Speaker of the House. It couldn't get any stranger. But in case Kanye is serious about this whole POTUS thing, or as he calls it, peasy, I do have advice for him. There's some stuff that I picked up on the way. First of all, you've got to spend a lot of time dealing with some strange characters who behave like they're on a reality TV show. So you've got to be cool with that. Love you too. Second, this is a second important tip. Saying that you have a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. That's what's known as off message in politics. You can't say something like that. There are a lot of people who've lost their congressional seats saying things like that. You don't do that. That's number two. And number three. Do you really think that this country is going to elect a black guy from the south side of Chicago with a funny name to be president of the United States? That is crazy.
See, Obama came to me before he ran for office, and he met with me and my mother to let me know he was going to run for office, because I am his favorite artist of all time, because I am the greatest artist of all time. It only makes sense. He got good taste.
Yeah, he got his confidence back.
No, I'm just saying that it's a flat statement. Up to this point, you know, after me, there will be greater. You know, but this is yay. This is like past anything that's happened up to this point. This is the best.
Even Michael Jackson, Prince, Stevie Wonder, whoever else you want to throw out there.
Because I throw Howard Hughes, man. I throw Henry Ford, mm-hmm. I throw Walt Disney, I throw Steve Jobs.
Gotcha.
In there also.
So you can't say it's a lie, because something like that is a matter of opinion.
Yeah, and they...
It's a barbershop debate.
They're right. It's not even a debate. It's just the truth. Yeah, it's, man, when you're the greatest, it's funny, man. You know what I mean? Like Ali lived a great life. You got to know who you are. You
Absolutely.
Know? You got to know who you are. So Obama, it's like, yay, he's like my favorite artist. I want your support. I'm running for office. I'm like, oh, this is dope. You know, we're going to get a black president. This dude's mad cool. He's from, you know, Chicago. Then when I went on stage, and it would have been good if this video didn't get out, but you saw the video.
We called you a jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he never called me to apologize. Just the same person that sat down with me and my mom, I think, should have communicated to me directly and been like, yo, yay. Yo, you know what it is. I'm in the room. It's just a joke, you know?
I wonder why he said that, though. I mean, at that time, some words from Obama probably could have helped ease the situation out a little bit. You know what I mean? As opposed to calling you a jackass and pouring more fuel on the fire.
You know, nobody's perfect. I love Obama. I'm sure we'll hang out, go to Richard Branson's Island, whatever. You know what I mean? It'll be cool. I just think that we were in a period where, you know, he had so much stuff to deal with. He couldn't deal with a, you know, wild card like me. I think that's too unpredictable. Someone that wasn't being controlled by strategy and thoughts, or someone who's acting on feelings.
We knew that already up to that point, though. I mean, if anything, when you said George Bush don't care about black people on stage in front of millions live, people should have realized at that moment, we can't control that guy.
Yeah, you think people would have realized that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Guess they didn't. So, and I felt a way a little bit about Obama that I'm your favorite artist. You play Touch the Sky at your inauguration, and now all of a sudden, Kendrick and Jay and all the people you invite to the White House, like, now these your favorite rappers now. And I ain't got no problem with these rappers, but you know I'm your favorite. But I'm not safe. But that's why you love me. So just tell me you love me. That's all, and tell the world you love me. Don't tell the world I'm a jackass. I'm fighting hard enough. Something about me going on stage was similar to what you was doing. Because I'm fighting to break the simulation, break the setup. That didn't make no sense. It's not that I'm particularly fighting for Beyonce's video. It was every time a award show has ever done that. Just fucking with artists. Mm-hmm. We are HSP, highly sensitive people. Artists. That's what you love about us. So you gonna line up a whole bunch of artists and put us in some bum-ass suits and shit? This idea from like
200 years ago. We dressed like we 200 years ago, lined up, trying to wait for a gold statue. And you gonna make us feel like shit? You know, it's five of us and shit, and four of us gotta go to the restaurant with our friends and be like, man, we ain't win nothing. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Man, fuck that.
I didn't know that this man dead the fuck serious about running for president.
Yes, he is.
He is?
Oh, and dead the fuck serious.
Yeah, like, he's serious.
Nah, hold up, though, bro. Hold up, though. Dead the fuck.
Dead the fuck. That's dead ass.
Yes, dead ass
in New York translation.
Dead the fuck serious.
DTF.
Dead the fuck serious.
That A-Town dead ass. Dead the fuck serious. You understand that? That bank head.
Serious face serious.
That's that bank head motherfucking dead ass, B. Dead the fuck serious.
He said that at the VMAs. Y'all forgot that.
Yeah, but I didn't take him serious.
Man, but before how I knew he was dead serious. Because before it was Kanye 2020. Now Kanye 2024. You see what I'm saying?
Are so you on the team?
Who? On what team?
For him to run for president.
Right? I am a constituent and a friend. I ain't in politics. I ain't trying to be in politics, mm-hmm. man. I am in the for-profit business. You understand me? I ain't trying to be in politics. I'm not interested. I think I could get more done, you know, unrestricted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be bound by the restraints of bureaucracy.
So he really going to run. Spend his own money and really do it.
His best chance to do it in 2020, though. Go right up against Trump. Head on.
Yeah. If it's him or Trump, I'm with him all the way.
You right.
I'm with him all the way.
Yeah, you right.
And see, that what he ain't seeing.
I want to start with what everybody is talking about. Because I don't think people necessarily understand what happened last week with the Great Make America Great Again hat. So everybody wants to hear from you, and I want to have a discussion about it. What drove you to that? What was your point? What are you trying to do with the message you're sending?
Well, it was really just my subconscious. It was a feeling I had, you know, like people were taught how to think, we're taught how to feel. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to feel for ourselves. People say feel free, but they don't really want us to feel free. And I felt a freedom in, first of all, just doing something that everybody tells you not to do. Like, you can't do it for this reason. You can't do this for that reason. So, and, you know, I'm not coming up here to justify anything. It's, you know, you can't tell me nothing. I made the song, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me what I'm, you know, supposed to do. And also, it's like the idea of icons and representations, you know? I don't subscribe to icons. You take, like, the Nazi symbol. If you go to India, it's all over the place. But it doesn't represent that. It represents something different. So for me to wear that hat means I want to make America great in my own way.
I'm not an idea. I'm not ideological.
No.
Okay. Now I used to say Trump was less bad than Ted Cruz. I used to be charmed by his bullshit myself.
Oh.
But dude, then it dawned on me how fucking moronic that is. Because he's not a politician. You think that's. It's like saying you're funny because you're not a stand-up comedian. You don't know what it just means. He doesn't know. He's not qualified. And this is the age of the guy that doesn't know shit, thinking he's able to do shit. So the guy that collects war memorabilia but's never been in the army, or the guy thinks he's a cop but he's not a cop, or the volunteer fireman, or the guy who thinks he's a stand-up but he's a troll. What? That guy. That's what Trump is a candidate of. Okay. What it means is, by the way, Make America Great Again just means make his name great again, because he's considered a loser by the actual people that run the world.
Yeah.
He's not big. He's Queen's money. He's not like a rich guy, like run the world rich.
Yeah.
He ain't one of the lizard people. He's actually the little guy of rich people. And they look at him as a dipshit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this is about for him, is to make, see, I'm worth something. I'm the president.
So were you wearing the hat specifically to show support for Donald Trump? Or was it a bigger statement about free thought?
What? I mean, I'm an artist, right? So to ask an artist, there's infinite reasons. There's infinite reasons to the why an artist does something. An artist doesn't need suggestions. An artist needs paintbrush and a canvas. So this opened up a conversation. I'm probably gonna do the least good explanation of why. I'm just connected with the universe, period. You know, I'm just, and that's going to come off whack. Don't try to wacko jacko me for saying that, because that's what the media is trying to do. They're attacking me with these smoke screens that I'm not going to fall for.
And this is Kanye West now. Tonight, surrounded by a cloud of criticism, after making these comments on TMZ Live yesterday.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison.
The star immediately confronted by TMZ staffer Van Lathan.
I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
I thought it was incumbent upon me to speak directly to Kanye West.
Bro, I'm sorry I hurt you.
You gotta be responsible.
No, I'm sorry.
He was so off base on what he said about slavery that it was important for him to know that before he speaks to something that serious, he needs to know what he's talking about.
Overnight, West comments going viral. The backlash online, quick and unapologetic. One Twitter user saying, to say slavery was a choice isn't only deluded, it's insensitive, it's hateful, and it's demeaning.
Kanye's most recent comments about slavery, it sounds like he's lost his ever-loving mind. What was left of it?
The artist later clarifying on Twitter, writing, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will. My point is, for us to have stayed in that position, even though the numbers were on our side, means that we were mentally enslaved. He would later delete the tweets.
Kanye West has a massive platform. When he speaks, it reaches millions of people. And what he's done with his latest comments on slavery being a choice, it's ignorant, it's irresponsible.
There's something about putting slavery and choice together that many call misguided.
Slavery was not a choice. Slavery was a crime. You know, nobody chooses to be a slave.
Radio host Charlamagne Tha God spoke to West in a much-anticipated interview released online yesterday.
It's just the next frontier for me.
Nearly 2 hours long, the interview hit on topics like mental health and West's apparent reverence for Donald Trump.
Got a guy like him who's clearly trying to marginalize and oppress people, people that look like you. How can I support somebody who is oppressing and marginalizing me and people that look like me?
That's the question for Kanye West.
100%. And that's what I said to him in the interview, and he had no answer.
I don't have all the answers that a celebrity's supposed to have, but I could tell you, when he was running, it's like I felt something.
The interview was filmed the week before Kanye tweeted this picture of himself in a Make America Great Again hat.
Kanye believes that as an artist that he can use his gifts to take symbols of hate and turn them into symbols of love.
Nah. I mean, he said that in reference to the Make America Great Again hat. Something I told him, in order to repurpose something, you have to know the meaning of the thing that you're repurposing. That Make America Great Again slogan does not apply to minorities, because America was never great for us.
I see you got Daz Dillinger on here. So they put a media takeout that said the Crips have a hit on Kanye West, right? And I said, wow, this is really like the Malcolm X movie. They're really gonna send some black people to kill me. And then when I read it, it said the Crips are gonna beat Kanye up when they see him. And I was like, oh, that's so dope. They love me. That's like my brother. Your brother beat you up. Like, man, you getting out of line, bro. You tripping. I'm gonna beat you. I was like, ah, oh, man, that's love, man. Dads love me, and I love dads and
so you're not so taking it seriously?
That's how you took it when you saw the video of Daz saying,
oh, you could live through an ass whooping. You ain't gonna live through, you know, what I think that probably the idea is to beat sense into me. But, you know, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race, that we're one, we're the human race. We're human beings and stuff. And eventually, you know.
Can I go back to something you just said? Because I don't want to let it pass. You said that slavery was around for 400 years. At a point, it becomes a choice?
Yeah, right now we're choosing to be enslaved. We're like, okay, so Ebro, I FaceTime him, and I'm there with Candace, right? And Ebro starts bringing up these his version of facts, right? And Candace has facts. She's researched,
Candace
right?
Owens.
Candace Owens right. has facts. She's researched. And then Candace just pulls out her Jedi lightsaber and just, you know, chops Ebro's head off with facts. Then Ebro FaceTimes me the next day, and he's talking about the scoop, scoop, and poop. He wants to talk about music now. I said, yo, you gonna have Candace on your show? He's like, nah, I'm not. She's mean. So you're gonna stifle her voice, Ebro. You're choosing to enslave people's minds. You're choosing to not let the truth be free.
Can I give you yeah. my translation
yeah.
of what happened last week and tell me if it's right?
Okay.
The way I see it, you don't necessarily embrace the views of Donald Trump as much as you want to show people that they shouldn't be intimidated from showing their true feelings, expressing themselves freely, and that the hat is a lightning rod for this kind of free thought that is lost in our society because people get bullied and shouted down and they're intimidated to the point where they have to shut up. Is that fair?
It's the mob. The mob tries to tell you what to think. The mob tries to make all blacks be Democrats for you know, food stamps and stuff. It's the mob. Like, and by the way, you're just talking to the emotion. You know, when you get Candace, ask her, she's gonna drop you the facts. This-
We're gonna have Candace on in a bit.
The kid, if you ask the kid that stood in Tiananmen Square in front of the tank why he did it, he might not be able to explain that. But you can't diminish that moment if I can't give you the direct explanation.
But that kid
yeah.
had a righteous point of view that he really believed in,
yeah.
and that's why he was standing in front
My
of the tank.
My righteous point of view is free thought. Now, if you want to ask me, I don't have extremely strong political opinions. You could talk to John Legend if you want some political. I've never been into politics. I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like, you know, it's like so many rappers, you look at a video of Snoop Dogg loving Trump, but then he get in the office and now they don't love him. Like, Trump is one of rap's favorite people,
no,
right?
But we talk about yeah. this, that before he was yeah. elected president, people yeah. in hip-hop, it was an in thing to put Donald Trump yeah. in your rhyme somewhere.
Yeah. And by the way, right. I am in hip-hop, but I'm not just in hip-hop. I'm a black person in a black community, but I'm not just that. I feel like one thing is people try to minimize me to artists, hip-hop, black community. Yeah, I'm always going to represent that, but I also represent the world. I represent not even the future. It's the now. We're in 2018. We're in the now, bro. You know what I mean? And I represent the now, and I represent what the possibilities of a new peaceful planet. We're at the beginning of it. You saw the North Korea, but people denounced that. And you say, you said this thing, you put this whole thing. People love to say all, every, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. It's 100 sides to every story. So if you talk about Trump, yeah, there's things, there's a laundry list of things that I don't have in front of me that my friends will text me or write me emails to say, he did this, 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 this. Some of them Obama did too, you know? But he just, it wasn't, you know, as loud. It's like, wow, the room is quiet in here. The room is quiet now, so.
You have their attention.
Okay, and then there's positive things, right? And that never comes out. That's when they refer to fake news because it can be skewed and stuff. It's like the media and the liberals and the echo chamber and all that is having the most sore loss of all time. Like, that we're gonna just keep putting out, it's like torture porn. We're gonna keep showing you negative, 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 when these are human beings. Even like with George Bush, people said, don't apologize. I'm like, wait a second, I just saw George Bush pushing George Bush Sr. in a wheelchair, and he just lost his wife. Do you know how bad I would wanna go to George Bush and say, I'm sorry for hurting you. I was an artist, I was hurting when I went up to the telethon. I said something in the moment, but when I look at you as a dad and a family member, I'm sorry for hurting you. Think about Obama. Obama was the opioid to our pain. He pacified us, but he pissed the Nazis off even more. Hold on, bro. I'm on a wave right here.
Okay. All right.
You talk every day.
All right.
This is with the love. Give me a hug. I don't mean, but
it's
come
all
on.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let genius be free, you know? So, we're going to go and talk. I want to talk to the guys in Charlottesville on both sides on both sides. Do you know what Obama would say? He'd be like, man, if you're this, blah, 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 I'm not a white supremacist. I don't support white supremacy. By the way, white supremacy is a redundant statement in America. Whites are supreme in America. That's what we taught. I went home and my mom and my dad, I mean, wow, they're all in one. My wife said to my daughter, tell daddy what you learned in school. And she said, I learned that mama's white and I'm black. I said, damn, I wish I got the heads up. They said, no, we had to tell her because of Martin Luther King's birthday. But a white teacher told her that. So what does it mean to be black in America if a white teacher tells her that she's black? You might be Kanye West's daughter, but you black. My daughter was free. We start putting these ideas and ideals on people. That's why we are in a simulation. When you're 3 years old, 2 years old, you go and you hop up on a coffee table, and then your auntie that you don't really like comes to you and says, don't jump on that while you're playing. It's a coffee table. Now you're 3 years old. You don't care about coffee or a table. This went from being something that elevates you while you're playing to something that it's a distraction, you know, I can't even find the exact word, obstruction to your joy. Now, by the time you're 30, by the time you're 40, by the time you're 50, how many coffee tables do you have in your life that you're trying to make everyone happy? People need to start worrying about themselves. If I go and grab some water out the fridge and I'm in the studio, I'm not asking nobody if they want water. I'm not assuming. If you want water, you saw me grab the water. You go grab your own water. We need to start being worried about ourselves and stop being worried about what other people think. And we have the right to free thought. And guess what? No, this is not the Malcolm X movie. No black person is finna touch Kanye West. We got love. Nobody finna touch me. Nobody.
Okay, so yeah. we're gonna take a break, but I just have to ask one quick thing. Based on what you've just said here, it sounds to me you got precisely the reaction you wanted by wearing that hat.
I didn't want a reaction.
You wanted a reaction.
No.
You knew there was going to be a reaction.
I knew there was going to be a reaction, but I'm just living my life day by day, doing what I feel and what the Spirit calls upon me to do.
But it also opens up this dialogue that you're not apologizing, because everybody else, when they make a statement like that, they end up apologizing because they're so worried about what people say on social media.
Well, you know why? You know why when I went to visit him the first time?
After the election.
Yeah, and I took the tweets down and everything.
Yeah.
Because I was drugged the f*** out, bro. I was drugged out. I was on opioids. 2 days after I got off of opioids, and I was addicted to opioids, 2 days I got off of opioids, I'm in the hospital, right? I'm taking two. Hey, everyone listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction, right? And they gave me opioids, right? And I started taking two of them and then driving to work on the opioids, right? Then my boy, and I'd always ask my boy, you know, to hand me if it's, you know, we on tour, give me some weed, blah, blah, blah. So he had to go give me the opioids. And there was talks amongst my camp, like, Ye's popping pills, right? So when he handed to me this to me, he said, you know, this is used to kill genius, right? So I didn't take it. 2 days later, I'm in the hospital. I was taking two pills a day at that time. When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given? Seven. I went from taking two pills to taking seven. So the reason why I denounced, why I dropped those tweets and everything, because I was drugged the f- out, bro. And I'm not drugged out. These pills that they want me to take three of a day, I take one a week, maybe two a week. Y'all had me scared of myself, of my vision. So I took some pills so I wouldn't go to the hospital and prove everyone right. We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. And today it all changes. You got Tupac and Lennon in that hallway. Today it all changes. We need to think how to think free. We need to be free thinkers. Then we need to learn how to feel free. People say feel free, but we don't even know how to feel free or think free. Say what you feel, positive or negative. I just got off the phone with J. Cole. He said, how you feel when they said the Crips is gonna kill you? I said, man, that was the headline. But when they said they wanted to beat me up, I said, that's great. They're my brothers. They love me. They don't want nothing to happen to Ye. They just want to beat some sense into me. I love Daz. I love the Crips. I love the Bloods. I love everyone.
But you and I have had a talk about this, Kanye, that you say you have to love everybody. I just don't believe that, because I think there are people who are evil and people who want to hurt you. And I think you've got to distinguish people, and however you want to do it, but you've got to distinguish this group from this group or this person from this group.
Okay.
The people are not
all the same. You want to hear everybody's side, but people are not
at some point.
It's probably better just to have Harvey, because I got too much to say, and when y'all both say stuff, y'all just going to confuse my stream of thought.
Okay.
I love you, but you can sit here. That's cool. Now, I was going to...
Thanks.
I was going to stand on this chair right now, right? You know why I'm not standing on the chair right now? Do you all remember an Oprah Winfrey moment?
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all remember, Oprah Winfrey? Who was that? Tom Cruise. He was in love, right? He jumped on the couch, and what happened? Now he's crazy. So because of that, I'm not going to hop on my coffee table. Does that, okay, that makes him crazy?
Crazy a little bit.
Okay, so you're more crazy to be a Scientologist. So Scientology is a lesser religion than any other religion, right?
They believe in aliens.
Wait a second. Scientology is a lesser religion than any other religion. That's what you're saying?
It's not believable, and it's not a religion.
It's not, so what's a religion?
Well, they're not classified as a religion.
And what's the reason for that?
Financial gain?
Oh, they don't have as much money as the church.
Yeah, you're going to lose this one, Charlie. Yeah. You're going to lose this one.
I think we've gotten a little off.
Okay, so look.
We're on now. You remember I gave the... How many people are feeling... How many people felt something that I said today? Raise a hand if you felt something that I said today. Do you feel that I'm feeling, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
Yes. Yes.
Do,
I don't think you're thinking anything. I think what you're doing right now is actually asking stuff. And the reason why I feel like that is because, Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Every day we have to walk into that truth while you choose to say things that, to be honest with you, dog, are nonsensical. You want to think freely? That's fine. I'll combat your free thought with my free thought, because mine is grounded in a reality that I've been given and a reality that I'm going to change, but I'm not going to do it by pretending that the enemies are on the same team as me. And frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real. That's the way I feel. Stand on all the coffee tables you want to stand on. Say whatever you want to say, but don't throw a stone, then hide your hand like the rest of us are just going to swallow it. Yay, be yay, I'm off it forever. Do you. But remember, the life that I live is as a real
person. An actual person.
Now, the thing is, he said something. He said, grounded in reality. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice. Just like when I said slavery is a choice. The reality, we can make our own reality. We can talk about history, but not too long. We need to talk about our now, because we can fix and start loving each other now. I say we have no enemies. We don't have enemies. Black people have a tendency to focus and march when a white person kills a black person or wears a hat. But when it's 700 kids being killed in Chicago, it's okay. It's okay for blacks to kill blacks. But if it's a white thing, there's been more focus and more marches.
That is a lie.
About
whites
killing blacks. Killing each other.
That's a lie. There are black people working there.
There are no marches.
Over 90% of black people getting killed are killed by other blacks.
Back it up.
No, that's
look
a
it
fact.
Up. The black but homicide rate is a fact.
That is a fact.
Black on black crime is a fact.
But there are black people.
Nobody wants to march with a black person.
Okay, wait a second. Now this is a problem.
Wait a second.
We have to. You're too far. You have to be closer to me.
I'm here right now. There are black people working every single day.
Don't scream, because it will make us look.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't care how we look in front of this. You talk as a
come on. No, when you scream and you don't talk, it doesn't look right. Let me impart this upon you.
Okay, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about, because these are two different versions of somebody else's truth. This is two different versions of somebody else's truth. So he gets up and he's talking slavery, right? Okay, I'm not enslaved, so that it's like I don't mean to insult his reality.
No, Kanye, come on over.
I just want to give him a hug.
Right, like I don't mean to.
No, I think he might want to punish me, but I want to give him a hug.
Okay, Kanye.
Let's finish
conversation.
I love you, and I want to give you a hug. I feel like you want to fight me right now, but I love you.
I don't fight with my fist, man. I've been through that. This is what I'm saying.
So if I come over there, you're not going to fight me?
No, I'm not going to hit Kanye West and TMZ. All right. Bro, you got to be responsible, man.
Bro, I'm sorry I hurt you.
You gotta be responsible.
I'm sorry I hurt you, bro.
Your voice is too big. You gotta be responsible.
I'm sorry I hurt you, bro. I love you, bro. I'm sorry I hurt you with my words,
bro.
I love you, bro.
Responsible, man.
Bro,
you gotta be responsible.
I didn't mean to say things that hurt you. I didn't mean to wear the hat out the blue and shock so many people and not give them a way out of the pain. I understand that that gave them pain, that made them see pain. But guess what? When I went into the hospital, we're now in the hospital. TMZ is the hospital to fix the world. We Obama. Yeah,
that's not true. Listen, first of all, calmly.
What's your name, though?
I'm Van. It's not true.
I'm sorry for disappointing you, Van.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Calmly.
Yeah.
What you said up there a second ago, the statistic on black-on-black violence is true. What they don't tell you is there are people dedicating their lives to working throughout the problems of black people. Mm-hmm. There are black people every day, boots on the ground.
Right now.
They're all over the place. They're working towards this. Mm-hmm. Like, every single day, people are trying to fix this problem. Mm-hmm. The narrative that black people don't care about black lives until a white person takes them is false. That is not true. But the problem is, the people that are doing this work in communities every day, guys all over the place, they don't get the type of reverence, they don't get the type of shine, they don't get the type of light spotted on them. What I'm trying to say is, while we're having all of these conversations about stuff that gets covered on the news, who's going to talk about what doesn't get covered on the news?
Me, hello.
Like, to me, for me, for a lot of years, the dude that inspired me to be more than what I was in Baton Rouge, that was you. Ask everybody in this room for years. Ask everybody in here how many times we've had a Kanye West story, and I've stood there the only person to defend Kanye West because of what you meant to me. And then after that, you slapped me in my face by getting next to people who mean me harm and who don't even care about being honest about the fact that they mean me harm.
I think that we have to get next to everyone. If we don't like Trump, we have to talk to them. We have to talk because Trump is a human being also, and he's in a very powerful position, and he's doing a lot of things to actually help business owners be able to go past all these
these fake laws and rules and things. I mean, Candace can give you the facts better than that, but we need to speak to people. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? Why can't it be okay for an influential rapper in the black community to go up to the president and talk to him about how we can make a change one by one by one? We have the resources for a peaceful world. I believe that Kim Jong-un didn't believe that Obama was crazy enough to come at him. You know, sometimes you need some crazy to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. And we're going to make it through. I know I disappointed you today, brother. And I know I disappointed the black community when I wore the hat. And I'm sorry for disappointing you. But like I just told J. Cole on the phone right now, it's a bigger plan. And I'm just doing what the universe told me. Now, I'm not drugged the out, but I did pop a 911 yesterday before I got here to make sure I didn't prove everybody right. So I do think that pharmaceuticals can be extremely helpful. Everything in moderation, though.
Kanye, we are going to take a break right now. We are back. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this was forgetting about particular views, issues. The reason I was really interested in doing this with Kanye is because he got me thinking about the notion of free thought, which honestly, on that level, I completely agree with him. I think free thought is almost dead in this country, that people are bullied into feeling a certain way, and if you don't believe what somebody else does, they will bully you and boycott you and try to kill you. And that's what I was connecting with, not specific issues, but you tell us what the root of all of this is. What are we talking about? Are we talking about free thought, free love? What is it?
It's free love. It's the spirit. You know, you had in the office, you had Tupac and John Lennon on the wall. It's, I don't want to be the third one, but I'm willing to be the third one for free love on that wall. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
If I say I love Dr. Jan Adams that performed surgery, my mother's final surgery, people don't want to accept forgiveness and love. Like even Harvey, you said you can't love everyone when we talked about the Jan Adams.
And I believe that.
And but does God want you to love everyone? Do you believe in God?
Yes, but I don't necessarily think. I know people say that, Kanye. I don't know where that comes from.
If you start thinking about love and start feeling love and thinking about forgiveness, then you can overcome things.
I was able to talk to Kanye last week at some length about this, and it really, and so honestly, this is what inspired me, that I think you're right, that we are a country of intolerance right now. And as long as we are so intolerant that we try to kill people who disagree with us, we are going to destroy ourselves. And you got me thinking about this, and I've been obsessed with it. I think about it in the pool, I think about it at the gym, I think about it when I'm walking, and I think about it at work. And I've been thinking about this, and I think it's a really valid point. That said, there are people out there who still want to hurt you. And the question is, how do you break the wall down and how do you come together? Right. But I don't think it's necessarily by saying I love you.
Right. And that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Okay. We have free thought. I disagree. I think love conquers all. I think love, I know, not think. I know from the bottom of my gut and my soul and my spirit and my subconscious that love is the strongest force in the universe. And right now, we need love. We need the moment when North Korea and South Korea connect. We need the moment when we go down to what's Charlottesville, and we go down and visit, go to those houses. We need to break down race. We talk about race so much, we don't even talk about class. I want to talk about class for a second. There's a class war happening right now too. And the class war might be, the class war is one of the reasons why Trump won. Because Obama was so high class. that it stopped speaking to the middle and the lower class. He's so classy. And to break the class system, we have to start by loving ourselves, because what you say to somebody is a reflection of how you feel about yourself when you put that energy in the world. I love myself. What you are seeing is actually, this is the most confident I've been since my mom passed.
We're gonna talk about something that, I know you said you had this conversation with Kanye. I'm obviously personally very interested in this, the concept of that black men have to be perfect at all times.
It was just a point about Hollywood and the media perception of black men, this perfect idea of superhero with Obama or Michael Jordan. I want to show people that it's okay to screw up and you still can make it through things.
We are out of time, but I gotta say, one of the reasons I wanted to do this, people can disagree with, you know, lots of things in this world, and, you know, I don't agree with everything you say for sure, but what I love is the idea of talking about something that is really lost in this country.
Which
and
is
I know
love.
You say free love, and that's important, I know, but free thought to me is hugely important. And I feel
do you believe in love?
I do believe in love.
Do you believe love can conquer all?
I believe love can help.
Just be honest.
I believe
be honest.
Can,
you
I
said
believe,
it in this room. And you
I
don't
believe love
that
can help, but I don't think it can conquer. So. I think reasoning. I think the brain is as important as the heart, and I think that until we allow our brains to open up and use the capacity that we have and not feel straitjacketed, you're never gonna conquer this world with a heart. In my view, you are a hugely important person, and your voice has to be heard. Your voice has to be heard. Thank you for the time.
Thanks a lot.
I know Obama was 7 cents, but ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president.
Yeah, you can, and what code though? Don't it go against the teachers that yay talk for?
Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk though, but ain't going against the grain everything I fought for?
Probably so, yay. But where you trying to go with this? It's some shit you just don't align with, and don't go again.
You just reading the headlines, you don't see the fine print. You on some choosing side shit, I'm on some unified shit.
It's bigger than your selfish agenda. If your election ain't gonna stop police from murdering niggas, then shit.
Bruh, I never ever stop fighting for the people. Actually wearing the hat to show people that we equal.
You gotta see the vantage point of the people. What makes you feel equal makes them feel evil.
See, that's the problem with this damn nation. All blacks gotta be Democrats, man. We ain't made it off the plantation.
Fuck who you choose as your political party. You represent dudes that seem cruel and cold-hearted, with blatant disregard for the people who put you in position. Don't you feel an obligation to them?
I feel an obligation to show people new ideas. And if you wanna hear them, they go to right here. Make America great again. Had a negative perception, I took it, wore it, rocked it, gave it a new direction. Added empathy, caring, love, and affection. And y'all simply questioning my methods.
What you willing to lose for the point to be proved? This shit is stubborn, selfish, bullheaded, even for you. You wore a dusty-ass hat to represent the same view. But white supremacy, man, we expect better from you. How them times you sound crazy, we defended you, homie. Not just to be let down when we depend on you, homie. That's why it's important to know what direction you going now, cause everything that you built can be destroyed, torn down.
You think I ain't concerned about how I affect the past? I mean, I had stayed in my closet like about a year and a half. Then one day I was like, fuck it, I'ma do me. I was in the sunken place and then I found a new me. Not worried about some image that I gotta keep up. Lot of people agree with me, but they too scared to speak up.
The greater good of the people at first. Have you considered all the damage and the people you hurt? You had a bad idea and you making it worse. This shit just as bad as Catholic preachers raping in church.
Y'all been leading with hate. See, I just approach it different, like a gang truce. The first blood to shake a Crip's hand. I know everybody emotional. Is it better if I rap about crack, huh? Cause it's cultural? Or how about I'ma shoot you? Or fuck your bitch? Or how about all this Gucci? Cause I'm fucking rich?
Your disregard for the lack of respect. starting to make it seem like Donnie cut you a check. Now you're toying with high lava, babe, be careful with that. What's it mean to gain the world if you ain't standing for shit? Okay, I gotta say it, yeah, you sound high as a bitch. Your genocide and slavery, we should just try and forget. And all the free thought shit, find a better defense. But if you ain't just stuck in your way, we can leave it at that. Fuck it.
All right, Tip, we could be rapping about this all day, man. Why don't we just cut the beat off and let the people talk?
That we had to crack the code. The reason why we went into fashion wasn't to stay there or be there or just do, you know, cool, high-priced stuff. It was actually to take the incredible HSP, highly sensitive people that usually end up in a fashion house, and bring them to some place where they could consistently connect with the public. Yeezy eventually will be, you know, closer to like a relief company. If there's like a disaster, we're gonna dress, you know, we're gonna bring clothes and water. You know, the same design perspective that can sell a $300 t-shirt, we're just gonna give it. And eventually that's who we'll be. You'll look up 5-10 years from now and Yeezy will be the biggest service provider of apparel. And one by one, every year, we're going to take 1, 2, 3, 10 people that would have normally ended up in a fashion house, would have went to Nike, would have went other places, and we're going to Calabasas. We're building factories.
That's dope.
People, we not monks. We in the simulation. We in it. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk nobody out of wearing Gucci. And, you know, this is me. I had to come out the other side of the hospital and, you know, have like a Russell sweatshirt on or something like that. Right. That's me. Like, people be calling me like homeless all the time. But like, this is my confidence where I don't wear branding like that and put words and da-da. But like, also I'm yay too. So mm-hmm. I can, but everyone, like, they have to have that confidence. Like, when I see branding, I see insecurity. You know, I see people buying, you know, buying security, you know, buying it back through a brand, you know, protection, a badge. Don't mess with me in high school. I got Supreme on, you know.